A lot of time this week spent, especially on Thursday of this week, spent on another ethics reform bill. This one, House Bill 2203, again, part of a larger package of bills, all again aimed at ethics reform.
Ethics report is a kind of a hot topic, and that's one of the commitments the House of Representatives and the Senate here in Missouri has made a commitment to pass bills. We've done it individually so it doesn't get too many things in it to preserve the integrity of the bill, and if it gets loaded up too many steps, you're not going to get it passed. So we thought it'd be best to take it up one issue at a time, and I think we passed three so far. And earlier we'd taken up House Bill 1979 concerning revolving doors, where people would just leave office and suddenly become, even before their term was finished, and become lobbyists. So we made it where they had fulfilled their term that they were elected to serve the people at home before they could become lobbyists. And that way, from the regular session, be 7 months from the end of the regular session, or 3.5 months from the veto session before they could actually become lobbyists at that point. And another one is paid political consultants. And we had some that would consult for other elections and then get paid for it. It's a very rare case. All these are pretty rare. But this is a rare case where they were actually a paid political consultant to help other people with their campaigns. We put a stop to that. And then most recently, we did it with campaign committees, where we had, I think, two cases where individuals had taken their campaign committee, and you cannot personally take that money. That just does not happen. It's against the law. But we had two that had taken the money, put in bank accounts, and then had used it to pay other people while they were in office, make campaign donations out of that. And so we said, no, once you're out of office, you cannot do that. You cannot give it to another campaign. You can only do this, this, this. But it eliminated that. We had one person left here with like quite a bit of money, and then he put it in a bank account, bought some bank stock, and then he did turn around and use it for political purposes, not individual purposes, but it's just wrong what they did. So we came together and got that done. So that's three big things ethics-wise, and we've got some more to go. Still working on them.
Another bill I know that you're keeping a close eye on is one sponsored by Senator Gary Romine.
There's one, yes, with Gary Romine, with the expenditure of the money for Oregon County with the land sale down there, and then how it's going to be dispensed back to the counties where it's actually designated to go. And there's another bill out there, too, that we came up and gave a third read and a final approval on, that currently disaster relief for farmers is considered income and it was being taxed. And so here they are after a disaster and they get money for that, for their crops or whatever they've lost at that time, equipment. But then again, it's turned around and considered income and they're taxed on it. And that seems to defeat the purpose. So we passed a bill that said it is not Missouri taxable. That's a bill that I set out there and the minority party started talking about it and thought that it wasn't fair, that the facts were quoted that only 2.6% people receive some type of government assistance, but 46% of Missouri farmers receive assistance. And I sat there for quite a while, and I finally just couldn't handle it anymore, and I got up, and I just could not handle her saying that our farmers are the biggest welfare recipients in the state. And so I got into a very heated discussion with that particular person, required her to get her facts straight. I just wasn't going to let that happen to our farmers. This week, we had the privilege, I had generals from Whiteman Air Force Base and also from Fort Leonard Wood up here, and then it just so happened this week, we passed a deal to eliminate active duty military from paying sales tax on their income in Missouri, and other bills concerning military benefits. And so it's really a good week for the military, good week for the citizens of Missouri, good week for the farmers, agriculture, which is the number one industry in the state of Missouri. So we want to protect them, want to keep strong, and when there's a disaster, we want them to have the money to be able to retain their farms.